The rest of the story. M.R. was a 21-year-old inmate in San Quentin, tossing restlessly on his cot after lights out. In the darkness, he could hear people from his past talking to him so clearly, he almost wondered why his cellmate did not hear them also. And then he would close his eyes, and a parade of vivid memories would pass by. His road to prison was paved with petty theft, bad checks, and stolen cars. And then, after trying to knock over a roadhouse near Bakersfield, California, he was sent to San Quentin. In the slam several months, he had seen cons killed over mere insults. He had seen enough. He wanted out. In 13 years, no prisoner had escaped San Quentin. But come sunup, M.R. would have his chance to do just that. In the prison furniture factory, inmate craftsman had been making a desk for a judge's chambers in San Francisco, an enormous desk, weighing about 1,500 pounds. Next morning, it was due to be picked up and trucked out. But what prison authorities did not know was there was room in that huge desk for two full-grown men to hide. One con already had booked passage for himself, Jim Hendricks, known to his buddies as Rabbit. The other was young M.R. Rabbit liked M.R. and did his best to talk the youngster out of escaping. The elder, serving 2 5-to-life sentences back-to-back, felt he himself had nothing to lose. M.R., on the other hand, would be out in a couple of years. The risk, Rabbit argued, just really wasn't worth it. And still, M.R. was enthralled with the idea of escape. And he had been over the plan 1,000 times in his mind. There was no way it could fail. He was sure. He was right. It did not fail. The judge's desk was picked up on time. The prison gate opened wide for the delivery truck. The getaway car was waiting near Oakland Bay Bridge. Rabbit became the first con in 13 years to escape SQ successfully. But M.R. stayed behind. Not even the young man himself was sure why. He was all set to go, was desperately looking forward to freedom, but then at the last moment, besieged by uncertainty, he turned the trip down, and this is the rest of the story. Weeks later, a highway patrolman stopped Rabbit for a minor traffic violation. Rabbit panicked, shot the officer dead. Not long after that, they caught Rabbit and sent him to the gas chamber. Had M.R. escaped with Rabbit in the first place, he surely would have been nearby when his buddy pulled the trigger, would have been convicted as an accessory. Instead, when Rabbit ran, M.R. stayed, serving his time to a parole 2 years later, and from then on went straight. It would have been so easy to sneak out in the judge's desk. And yet when M.R. came to the crossroads, he chose the right road. And he survived to build a career which has thrilled country music lovers ever since. For 2 decades, you've been humming the tunes of M.R., Merle Ronald Haggard. Merle Haggard. Only now you know the rest of the story.